We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Article 2 of the Constitution makes clear the president nominates, the Senate advises, and consents. It doesn't say, except not in election year.
It would be rare for the Senate to turn the president down in an election year.
17 presidents, including 5 in the 20th century, successfully put justices on the court during an election year.
6 Supreme Court justices have been confirmed in presidential election years.
The Senate voted on 7 Supreme Court nominees during election years.
And a critical seat on the Supreme Court for now held hostage to presidential campaign politics.
You're probably scratching your head saying, wait a minute, that's not what they're saying now. You are correct. That is what the mainstream media, Andrea Mitchell and all the rest of them, were Savannah Guthrie, you heard on there, were saying back in 2016 regarding Merrick Garland. They couldn't believe that the Senate was not going to take up this just because it was an election year. How unusual. The completely different tune these days. We've got Rich Noyes with us this morning. He's the Media Research Center's research director and a senior editor at Newsbusters. Rich, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for putting together that montage there, which just really highlights the hypocrisy of the mainstream media in this country.
Yeah, I mean, the rules change, you know, in terms of the media based on who the party is in power and who the party is on the outs. I mean, 4 years ago, it was a conservative justice who died, and they were seeing the opportunity for a liberal pickup, and they were just salivating over the prospects. Therefore, anything that got in their way needed to be condemned and criticized. Now, 4 years later, it's a liberal justice who died, and they're seeing a conservative pickup, and they're trying desperately to figure out a way to stop it. But, you know, the rules are the rules, and that is presidents nominate. President Obama did. President Trump will tomorrow. And it's the Senate will do what the Senate chooses to do. In this case, the Senate is choosing to, assuming there's no hiccups in the process, choosing to confirm. And I think that's, this is everybody's playing their constitutional roles as they're supposed to. It is the media that are doing the flip-flops.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I wonder what the percentage of coverage is. I know sometimes you guys go out and you watch all of the networks and you determine who's covering what. What I've watched this morning is the repeated lies the media is saying about the president not leaving office in peacefully, not transitioning power. You see that on all the media this morning, even though he cleared that up yesterday during the Brian Kilmeade show. He explained what he meant. He said if it went to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court made a ruling that Joe Biden won, ultimately, then he would leave office. That was never what he said. He was talking about, the ballots and stuff being tied up in court. This is another good example of that, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is, look, I mean, Hillary Clinton had problems with the way the election ended 4 years ago. She would not concede on election night when the networks all called it. She waited till the next morning to make sure she didn't have, a way to figure out a way out of the problem because she was so stunned by it. I mean, this is, I don't think this is a big problem at all, but I think the constant harping on, problems with the election and, will there not be a transfer of power? I mean, that is, first, it's designed to sort of create the idea that a Trump loss is inevitable and he just has to get comfortable with it. I don't think the president is willing to concede at all that his loss is inevitable. He's working hard to win re-election and, basically he's as close to winning now as he was 4 years ago when he did win. So, you know, there's that problem. But it's also, you know, it's a way to sort of create an out. You know, if liberals lose, it's going to be a result of some kind of dirty trick. And I think it's, you know, we need to all just sort of take a breath and just sort of let the process work because, you know, it's worked, you know, 200 or for 200 years in the past. It's probably going to work this time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I want to play something real quick. It was from yesterday when the president was discussing this new Senate report that came out on Hunter Biden and what happened in the Ukraine. This was the president's reaction to that report.
I look at Hunter Biden today, where he stole millions of dollars, stole millions. His father should leave the campaign because his father was in on it. His father knew everything. His father, far more than we thought in Ukraine, far more than we thought in China, and now other countries are at it. And look at what's going on.
Yeah. So the president pointed this out. You guys have a story up on Newsbusters this morning, newsbusters.org. ABC, CBS, and NBC skipped, completely ignored that Senate report on Hunter Biden and Russia.
Yeah, they're not interested. I mean, the news that we're seeing today, you know, throw in those three networks plus CNN, MSNBC, the big papers, they see their job as trying to do whatever they can to negatively advertise against Trump and Republicans going to the election. This is not part of their narrative, so they're not going to talk about it. The media have shown over the years that they love scandals. They spent years obsessed with various Trump scandals that all blew up in their faces, including the big one of all, the big Russia hoax.
Yes.
And yet, you know, somehow this just does not seem to interest them at all, even though you have a report, you have details, you have people they can talk to, but they're just not interested.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, I would direct people to your website, newsbusters.org, to read more on these stories. And thank you for holding the media accountable. We appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
You
appreciate
bet. It. Rich Noyce there with the Media Research Center and Newsbusters.
Get more at 971talk.com.